Sisters and brothers, as you know, how we can express our love, because that's really what this is about. I mean, truly, it is the ability to express our love. They've intentionally made our world hazardous on every level in order to suppress our love and our ability to express it. We're going to continue to delve into this issue. It's much deeper than I realized going in 6 years ago. Much deeper. And so, how we can express our love, the importance of this, has recently been brought to my attention to my soul's salvation. And in that context, and it must be said, I want to own this, the fact that I have put good-hearted folks, and one in particular who sets me aflame, my whole world rocking, a far greater heart than mine, as I walked in blind, at risk, is my only regret. It's a very, for me, unprecedented feeling to be so simultaneously happy and so worried. It almost makes you feel guilty to be so happy, feel so light at such a price. I've been pondering this notion of power and we the people until we talk about it and reconceive our allegiance, believing that it, power, develops us as it uses us, as it makes us cogs in their machine. There's at least two sides to this that we're going to be talking about today. The first we've discussed before, and I've written about on the page, founding and realizing a test site not modeled on democracy, but on freedom, premised on leisure is happiness. And our bodies know this. And when we trust ourselves enough to listen, we hear that. We know that. That we can't begin to be happy if we're being rushed around, compelled, coerced to implement the objectives or the orders of others. We have to own ourselves to be happy, and our bodies know this. You know, no living thing wants to be in a cage, and we have not discussed the fact that we are living in a cage, in a class system, where our human energy is compelled.